We're also in it together through the good times as well as the bad times. And Occupy Baltimore got some amazing news today, which we're very, very excited about, and we wanted to share with all of you here tonight at the beginning of the General Assembly. We had a visit from Ernie Greco, who's the president of the Metro Baltimore Council, AFL-CIO, and he brought us a copy of this letter.
Yay!
And this letter was delivered to the office of Stephanie Rawlings Blake. And it says, "We've been made aware of the city of Baltimore's intention to close down the Occupy Baltimore site sometime in the next 24 hours. We write to express our firm opinion that nothing be done to close down the site and that instead an agreement be arrived at which allows for the continuation of a peaceful, nonviolent demonstration."
Yeah.
"The Occupy Baltimore activists have made a broad call for followers to converge on McKeldin Square in order to defend the occupation tonight. Rather than create a confrontation, we believe it would be wise for the city of Baltimore to act with restraint and responsibility. Rather than remove the protesters, we call upon the city to work with representatives of Occupy Baltimore to find a solution that can maintain the protest location right here and respect the rights of our citizens." This letter is signed by the president of the Metro Baltimore Council, AFL-CIO, the executive director of AFSCME 67, AFSCME 647, AFSCME Local 2202, AFSCME Local 558, the secretary-treasurer of the AFT, the president of the Baltimore Teachers Local 340, the president of the City Union of Baltimore Local 800, president of Fire Officers Local 964, Firefighters Local 734, president of the Public School Administrations and Supervisors Association Local 25, president of the Baltimore Building Trades Council, and president of Fraternal Order of Police Lodge Number 3.
Oh, yeah.